It's a home with gigantic ceilings and a resident who had over 500 pairs of shoes. Not to mention, it's also built in the shape of a specific playing card. The unique story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In Texarkana, you'll find the Ace of Clubs House, a mansion built by James Drawn with proceeds from a card game. The structure used a cupola on the top story as an ingenious way to help with heating and cooling.
It's an open foyer, and they used to open up those cupola windows, and that was part of their air conditioning system, not unlike a chimney that would have, when you open up all of the large windows in every room, you have a lot of fresh air coming in.
Emily Tarr says the size of some of these rooms is something you certainly don't see in most residences.
The windows require 15-foot draperies hanging down, and I know that that's a costly thing, and there are a lot of costly things in this house.
Ownership of the home eventually passed to the Moore family, who had generations who lived here for almost 100 years. Ms. Olivia Moore became a well-known resident.
Ms. Olivia has over 500 pairs of shoes from Neiman Marcus. And she was quite a character. She enjoyed style. She loved traveling and had the means to do that.
Miss Olivia's wardrobe became quite noteworthy.
I remember seeing the brown van from Neiman Marcus come to town, and everybody knew it was going to the Moore home. And they would send dresses, they would send shoes, they would send matching handbags and hats.
Neiman Marcus seamstresses would also arrive at the home to make alterations on what she selected to wear. Besides seeing the home, many people like to come and view some of the extensive wardrobe of Miss Olivia here at the Ace of Clubs. Traveling the countryside in Texarkana, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.